over in Israel, there was a bad incident happening over the weekend. Israel and Hamas traded rocket fire over the weekend. This is from the Sun and Reuters. Report on the escalation of rocket fire and death.
A violent explosion lights up the city of Gaza. Cross-border hostilities here ran into their third day on Sunday as new fatalities were reported from both sides and civilians were sent fleeing for cover. Since Saturday, Israel's army says Gaza militants have fired more than 400 rockets at Israeli villages and cities. The latest round of violence flared up on Friday when, according to the military, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad sniper fired at Israeli troops. Two soldiers were wounded. Israel retaliated with airstrikes, which Palestinian officials say killed several people, including a baby and her pregnant mother.
And Israel and Hamas had avoided war over the years. And this area, Gaza, the Gaza Strip, I think they call it, is nasty now. I remember we went to Israel. I've gone there. And I have to tell you, it was paradise on earth. And it was one of the safest places on this side of heaven because men and women are well-trained and they're armed and they look out for you over there. I have always said, and I remember when they gave up the Gaza to the Muslims and to Palestinians, that I said they would turn it into a ghetto. The Palestinians / Muslims, they want the Jews dead. They want to push them into the sea. It's not about the land. It's not about nothing but hatred of the Jews. Be not deceived, because they've gotten the land. They've gotten everything they've asked for us over the years. And these people are still not satisfied. They want death to the Jews. Believe me. Likewise, we see it in America. The whites have given black people everything they've asked for the last 70 years. They have even given up their white women to the black people, black men. And the blacks still not satisfied. I'm telling you, it's about hatred. It's not about material things. Material things will not solve the issue in Israel, and it will not solve the issue in America. Brand new hearts will. Renewed minds, renewed hearts will. And Israel has no other choice but to defend itself from Hamas. They want them dead. They want the Jews dead. It's really evil, folks. And don't let anyone, I don't care how many, whatever that the Palestinians are putting in the way, the women and children and the babies and all that, they are sacrificing their own to kill the Jews. It's just the way it is. Israel and Hamas had avoided war over the years, and this area, Gaza, is poor now. At one time, before the Jews gave it up, or when they gave it up, it was a beautiful, beautiful, prosperous place. It's no longer that.
Although aerial exchanges are frequent, Israel and Hamas, the militant group that controls the Gaza Strip, have managed to avert all-out war in the past few years. Some 2 million Palestinians live in Gaza, whose economy has suffered years of blockades, as well as recent foreign aid cuts. Unemployment stands at 52%, according to the World Bank, and poverty is rampant.
Amazing. Instead of the Palestinians building and succeeding at what they're doing and what they have and loving all people, they can't even take advantage of the land that Israel has already given them because they're so busy hating. That's why they can't get anything done. Look at the black community, and I keep using the black folk because they're a perfect example for you to, even in your fallen state, to look around you and see. Look how much land has been given to black people in that when they move into your area, you move away. And look how they destroy it rather than make it better. Likewise, it's happening over in Israel. the blacks are complaining and being mad and want white people's stuff for nothing. They can't even clean up their own areas that they have. And then when the whites move back and buy up the land, they call it gentrification or something stupid. You cannot satisfy an angry person or angry people. You have to be honest with them. And the Palestinians, they feel protected as though they're victims. Isn't that something? Even stupid, radical, evil Black Lives Matter support Hamas. I never thought that I would live to see the day when black people hate Jews. Because when I was growing up, we were taught that Christianity came from Judaism. And that we are blessed that that happened. But for the last number of years, you've had the radical blacks like Louis Farrakhan and evil hating people like some of the black preachers and social justice warrior crew and Black Lives Matter. They've been teaching hatred of the Jews. And now, because the parents are no good, the kids have fallen for it. Such a sad way to live. And here's the Israel keeps a blockade on Gaza. Egypt tried to get them to ease up.
Israel says its blockade is necessary to stop weapons from reaching Hamas, with which it's fought three wars since the group took control of Gaza in 2007. Over the past few weeks, Cairo's mediation had helped persuade Israel to lift some restrictions on the movement of goods and people in and out of Gaza, and expand the Mediterranean zone where Gazans can fish. But it scaled back the fishing zone this week in response to rocket fire and shut down the border crossings entirely on Saturday.
Amazing. Did you hear that here in the United States, and I believe it was Philadelphia, there's a video that came out showing at some mosque or something, showing little kids singing that they're going to something like worship this guy, Allah, Abba, whatever he is, and that they would cut off the heads of folks who did not, who tried, I don't know, who went against it or didn't agree with them. Little kids in America. And you say, I'm not going to be concerned? Are you serious? This is why that woman, Ilian, and the other Muslim woman in Congress should not be there. Those people are not our friend. They're not our friend. This last couple soundbite from Al-Ghazouri, they reached a ceasefire now over there in Israel and Palestine.
It's just gone 6 a.m. in the Gaza Strip, and there have been no reports of any airstrikes or rocket fire for several hours now. Qatar and Egypt brokered the deal after hours of mediation. 24 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip, and four Israelis have died in southern Israel during the violence of the past few days.
I was amazed at how safe I felt. And everyone who traveled with us, once we landed in Israel, and the whole time that we were there, because we had been told, you know, by the media and others that, oh, it's so bad, it's so unsafe, and you're watching the news and you see all these bombings and things coming from the Palestinians toward Israel, the mind tends to want you to think your life is at risk, you shouldn't go, right? But you're safe in Israel, folks. Believe me, if anybody know how to protect a country, it's Israel. This attack came as the holidays for both sides approached.
The renewed violence between Hamas and Israel came near the start of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It also was near the time when this week Israelis were slated to celebrate their Independence Day, The following week, Tel Aviv was hosting the Eurovision music competition and expecting tourists from around the world. As has been the case previously, both sides seemed to signal that they were not interested in seeing a further escalation. Yet this time, things had progressed farther than they had since the Gaza war in 2014 in terms of the death toll. Hamas is said to be frustrated that Israel had not allegedly honored its previous agreements to help ease the suffering of Gazans.
And the last soundbite, the Great White Hope tweeted, calling for Gaza people to work toward peace.
U.S. President Donald Trump is backing Israel in a tweet. He said, once again, Israel faces a barrage of deadly rocket attacks by terrorist groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. We support Israel 100% in its defense of its citizens. To the Gazan people, these terrorist acts against Israel will bring you nothing but more misery. End the violence and work towards peace. It can happen.
What the Palestinians don't understand and the Muslims don't understand, they would never defeat Israel. It's just not going to happen. They would never defeat Israel. God is with them. God is with them. And likewise, we have to return to God in America, because American government allowing all these people to come in, and now they're being in the military, they're joining the government. You think what's happening over in Israel cannot be happening here? We've been set up, folks. And y'all are afraid to speak up because you're trying to be nice. You don't want to be an ism. So you won't speak up. You don't want to be accused of being racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamphobiaism, deadbeat dadism, or anti-Semitism. You got to have love and speak the truth. Drudge and the AP, Associated Press, is reporting that Trump, Trump attacked social media. Oh, that's not what I want. Drudge is reporting that it is suspected that Iran may be behind the escalating attacks. They reveal that Iran may be behind it. May God have mercy on Israel. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.